You don't meet many kids like Malala Yousafzai. When she was barely in her teens, she was already being celebrated in Pakistan. News that she's been shot is causing deep anger and revulsion, even here in a country where violent attacks happen every day. About 5 years back, the Taliban took control of Malala's home city. They trashed schools and ordered girls to stay at home. Using a pen name, Malala blogged about this for the Urdu language service of the British broadcaster, the BBC. She was only 11. You see, Malala's an unusually smart kid, says Afrasiab Katak, a Pakistani politician and close family friend.
She's bright and she really understands the basics of problems faced by girls, young girls going to school. She was networking with individuals and organizations. So she, I think, is very impressive for her age.
Malala lives in a city called Mingora in Swat Valley. The valley was once a beautiful mountain resort that drew in tourists from all over the world. In 2009, the Pakistani army rolled in to kick out the militants. Malala's hometown turned into a battlefield on which both sides committed atrocities. The Taliban were driven out, though they never really went away. NPR visited Malala's school shortly after it reopened. After months of war, girls were trickling back. It's time for assembly. About 60 girls gather in a courtyard under the hot morning sun to go through their daily ritual of prayers.
Oh my God, I offer you
verses from the Quran. And the Pakistani national anthem. Malala was there. She described what she and her classmates had been through.
Sir, you know that in Swat there was Taliban and army. The Taliban were blasting schools. They have tortured us very much. They stopped us from going to school. They banned the girl education.
Malala was shot yesterday. She was in a van, travelling home from school with her classmates. The van was stopped by two young men with pistols, says school administrator Iqbal Hussain.
The driver tried to speed away, but one of the men got into the van. He asked which girl was Malala, then he opened fire, injuring Malala and two other girls sitting beside her. Afterwards, the driver rushed to the hospital with the girls in the van.
The Taliban say they did this. Malala was promoting Western culture among the young, they say. They're threatening to attack her again if she survives. Taliban threats are nothing new for Malala and her family. Her father, Ziauddin, is a prominent peace campaigner and an outspoken champion of girls' education. Last year, Malala won a prestigious peace prize in Pakistan and was nominated for the International Children's Peace Prize, awarded by the Dutch Kids' Rights Foundation. That placed her firmly in the spotlight. Afrasiab Katak says her family were concerned for her safety.
They were worried because the more her profile rose, the more she rose to prominence, the threat grew stronger.
After the shooting, Malala was airlifted to a military hospital in the city of Peshawar. Surgeons spent 3 hours operating on her overnight. She has head and neck injuries. Her family's at her bedside. Katak again.
They were extremely shocked. The family is around her and everybody's praying for her. Everybody's thoughts are with her.
Malala's case is about Pakistan's deepest fault line, the conflict between the many Pakistanis who do not embrace the values of the Islamist militants and those who seek violently to enforce those values. The Taliban say they consider Malala to be obscene. Katak uses similar words when he talks about them.
They are criminals. They really do not belong to anything, no religion, no race. They are just brutes, agents of dark forces, agents of destruction and death.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.